All right, welcome, scholars, to July 24th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and one of the reasons why I do the show is because, in my opinion, America has some of the best stories in the history of mankind. So, with that said, let's begin the show with a Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand up. Let's face the flags if we have one. Put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Booyah! Very nice. Now on today's show, I'll talk about the kitchen debate, Ho patents the printing press, the Battle of Kernstown, and Saving Private Ryan premieres. All right, so now let's do this. 1959. The kitchen debate. Vice President Richard Nixon, the great attorney that he was, went up against Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev and got political in a make-believe kitchen in Moscow at a fair. The two men discussed the virtues of capitalism versus communism. Nixon argued that in America, thanks to capitalism, an American can buy a home for around 14 grand or about 70,000 today. Khrushchev's point was that the homes in the Soviet Union are built to last much longer than the 20 years that they only last in America. Come on, 20 years? Nixon's argument to that was easy. Homes last way longer than 20 years. Yeah, maybe you might have to replace a water heater or some other appliance, but the structure's not going to break after 20 years. And besides, maybe Americans might want a more modern home with better kitchen appliances that do more things, thanks to the innovation and great ideas made by capitalism. Khrushchev retorted that Americans should have a machine that digests the food for us, because these modern inventions that Nixon was spouting are interesting, but not necessary. The debate got heated, with both sides recognizing that full-blown nuclear war would simply destroy both countries. At the time, America was secretly using Turkey as a potential launching pad for nuclear missiles, and the Soviets were aligning themselves with Cuba, leading, of course, to the upcoming Cuban Missile Crisis. But getting back to the debate. The debate was essentially a tie, with both sides making their points. Ironically, it was the communistic policies that led to the unavailability of food and other consumer goods as, according to livinghistoryfarm.org, crop failures in the 1980s and later, coupled with an increasingly expensive arms race, produced long lines in grocery stores all over Russia and other Soviet bloc states. In 1847, Richard March Ho patents the rotary type printing press, and you can check out his mansion at Printers Park on the corner of Aldous Street and Ho Avenue in the Bronx. 1864, the Second Battle of Kernstown. Union Brigadier General George Crook and the Army of West Virginia v. Lieutenant General Jubal A. Early. The result? Confederate victory. By July 1864, the Northerners hoped to end this bloody war in Richmond, and not enough attention was going to the Shenandoah Valley. Crook and 12,000 of his men were stationed south of Winchester at Kernstown to hold the valley. On the Confederate side, after Stonewall Jackson was killed by friendly fire in Chancellorsville, Robert E. Lee chose Jubal Early to lead the charge in Shenandoah. On July 23rd, Early drove north from Strasburg towards Winchester, engaging Crook's force in Kernstown. But Crook did not take into account the building up of Confederate forces. Union Colonel James Mulligan tried to line up his troops behind stone walls, but were surrounded by Confederate gunfire. Mulligan was killed by Confederate sharpshooters, and as he died, he breathed, "Lay me down and save the flag." Confederate Major General John Breckinridge launched a flanking tactic on the Union left. The Yankees scattered throughout the streets of Winchester, down the valley, and all the way to Bunker Hill. This would be Early's last major raid in the North, as Abraham Lincoln decided to put the entire valley under command of Philip Sheridan. As KernstownBattle.org puts it, the Second Battle of Kernstown marked the beginning of Sheridan's Valley Campaign of 1864, effectively destroying the breadbasket of the Confederacy, tilting the balance of power in the valley in favor of the Union. The Shenandoah Valley, its families, its farms, its livelihood was left in ruins. Stonewall Jackson had said 2 years before If this valley is lost, this war is lost. And sure enough, 9 months after Early's victory at Kernstown, the war ended at Appomattox. And in more war news, 1998. Saving Private Ryan, featuring Tom Hanks and Matt Damon, is released. The story revolves around D-Day. Captain John Miller, played by Hanks, is ordered to find Private James Francis Ryan, played by Damon, who was caught behind enemy lines. Ryan was the remaining family member of four brothers who had died in the war. And in order to prevent a PR disaster, the sole survivor policy was established. The movie is based on a true story about Sergeant Fritz Neeland of the 101st Airborne, who had also lost his brothers in the war. Luckily, as it turned out, one of his brothers had survived. And so that is all, my friends, for July 24th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joseph DiCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Take a shot at some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on there. You can also leave a comment on the comment board about what you thought about today's show. For example, Nixon versus Khrushchev. I mean, seriously, a house is going to break after 20 years? What, the roof is just going to cave in? The walls are going to fall apart? Maybe in Russia, but not here. Depending on who you bought the house from, of course. Civil War buffs. Anything you care to add to the Battle of Kernstown? Or what about Saving Private Ryan? One of the best ever, no? So let me know what you think on that and then some. And be sure to check out tomorrow's program when I will talk about Joaquin Marietta, the Battle of Peachtree, electric traction, Rock Hudson, and Walter Payton. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. So thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you tomorrow.